You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 148. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we had no tournaments over the weekend. We just cut up a bunch of cards. Thanks to everyone who's posted kind words about that, if you watched the video or saw the tweet pic that Charlie posted. We're going to go over the regional draft, and hopefully by the end of our talk, we'll have a spoiler for Lineage. But we just put in the results for the Romulus regional and the Andoria regional. There were a lot of victory points handed out. Looks like 236 victory points for Romulus and 124 for Andoria. There's a lot of people playing cards there. That was nice to see.
Yeah, it's always nice to see such a big turnout for tournaments. That group has big turnout, especially for high-level events.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to peruse Kevin Yeager's winning Dominion Klingon deck?
No. I'm kind of looking at it now.
Let me give you the gist. The Dominion will prevail and Zhazhuk.
Cool.
So you battle, you score some bonus points, you put six dilemmas under your missions, and then you go micro attempt and they can't play anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody was playing with Transport Crash Survivors?
No. I mean, well, the personnel were Klingon and Founders, there's a couple of Geminar in there. So, I'm looking at the missions, and they're not too difficult. Strength greater than 30, strength greater than 34, strength greater than 34. So you can do easily with six people. That's a lot of not facing dilemmas. That seems to be the, you know.
Sure. No, I follow. I was curious that, you know, if you're the micro teaming part.
Yeah.
Might give you a little bit more, but that's a cool idea.
Micro teaming in the current description of things means six.
Yeah.
Very good. There was a lot of different affiliations played. That was always fun. That's always good to see too. A lot of Romulans. Romulans.
I was noticing that when we went down the list that we went a long time before hitting a duplicate. But yeah, so far I'm looking at there are six decks posted at that tournament, and I'm not seeing Transport Crash Survivor in a single one of them. So. That may have been a big help for a deck like that.
Sure. I mean, if you can solve something with four or five people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially Dominion and... Oh, man. Dominion and Klingons together with strength missions, you know, you don't even need five people. You usually need four people.
Sure. Yeah.
And you get, I don't know if he was using Warrior's Birthright or anything like that, but certainly a lot of helpers. I'm glad to see Zhazhuk in a winning deck, though.
It's been a while since I've seen that one played. Yeah. Looks like his opponent in the first round, Keith, was playing a Transport Crash Survivor that he turned on him. But congrats to Kevin on that. And looking at the other big tournament, Neil looks like he piloted a big, huge Borg deck to victory, yeah?
Big, huge Borg deck is tough to beat.
Yeah. I really don't know. That. Let's turn this back to me, shall we? the tournament that I played back at Origins against the big Borg deck, I just don't know. I mean, it's not like I haven't played it enough times, you know? Johnny plays something similar. I just don't know what to do against it. It just does, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
You'll get whatever you want. Congrats to Neil for another victory. Looks like a pretty rough field that he went through.
It is. And another diverse set of tournament decks.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 8, 9 different affiliations.
Nice to see the Ferengi up there in fourth place.
Yeah. DS9 Earth in third place. Bajoran in second place.
That's beyond surprising.
Bajoran, what kind of Bajoran deck takes second place? It looks like... this looks like just a Solver. I'm not
Borum Shuffle, maybe?
Yeah.
And
Integrity.
I know it's pretty big to be a Borum Shuffle, but yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an Integrity deck.
There are a lot of events in that deck.
But, hey, you know, success. Bridge Officers, looks like a lot of tricks, too. Bridge Officers, Test, Covenant, Escape, Hidden Resource. Wow, Hidden Resource. Natural Instincts. So, good to see Bajorans making a show. Congratulations to John Corbett and of course, to Neil for the win. And that leaves us with one event left this season.
There's one event left on the schedule, as far as I can see. There are two other events that do not have results posted. And there are a few other events that are missing decks and things. But looks like one left. Next weekend, Vandross 4. Is that Germany?
I don't even know what Vandross 4 is in Star Trek.
clearly it's near Kessel, because it's in Kessel, Germany.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, good luck to the folks who are running that. The reason we talked about this is our regional draft is coming to a close. No surprise, Rogue is still firmly in first place in our little collection here with over 1,200 points. I'm sitting in second with 830. The Brad has 474, which is more than Charlie's four affiliations that he chose. But the caveat is, I think Charlie expected Lineage to drop about halfway through regional season, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got some very Lineage beneficial affiliations there, looking at that list of Dominion, Earth DS9, Terraknor.
And Ferengi.
And Ferengi for different reasons.
Well, if we do a Continental draft, which we'd have to do soon because the first one's coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, those are the ones to look for. I think if not next week, then the week after, we'll have to do our wrap-up show and talk about the good buys and everything else and the very poor buys. We will note that the first place in the four that are not us is right now Nob the Hobbit with 1,311, and it's going to be tough to top that. With only one tournament's results left inside.
Yeah.
He's
starting to pull away. Only Kaiser is within reasonable distance of him, 1,219. And that's a lot of points.
It's funny, I had ran through my head giving Brad non-aligned since he was the only one with cash left over. And it would have been about enough to buy non-aligned if it were still on the board. That would have put him well into, you know, well beyond Charlie's total, but still in third place. All right. Well,
they finished. They
almost got 100 points.
Yeah, there's 2-3 affiliations below them.
Mm-hmm. And that was a cutoff. I said that they had to be better than, you know, at least another affiliation.
Yeah.
And they were. They were better than Terraknor. Wow. Better than Terraknor. What a swing that was.
Yeah, 21 points on the year.
Yeah. And, boy, more than half of them came in the first week.
Yeah. I am impressed, though, that there are only four affiliations under 100.
Yeah. That means there's been a lot of play, a lot of different things being played. Yeah.
A decent spread there. So, aside from the one heavy favorite, even Cardassia, which was a really early favorite. I mean, it was pacing TNG for the first month, mm-hmm. and that seemed to just die off. Before
they fell behind Klingons. I mean, it could be that everyone was still flush with the ships and the continuing, was it not continuing committee, the High Council motivation?
Central
what
Command.
Central Command, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad somebody caught up to them. All right, well, the Klingons
one of yours.
Up to the Cardassians. That's funny.
And now they're going to kill all the founders that aren't there.
We have not talked long enough for a spoiler to drop. So you want to talk about any of the cards that are up already?
Well, yeah. I mean, we could talk about the set in general. You know, we got the announcement from Charlie with the set name. And you and I got to see, and it dropped, the spoiler dropped today for the release promo, which I think is a nice image. If you haven't gone to see it yet, it's the Dilemma Manufactured Triumph, which is... have we talked about that one?
I don't think so.
It's, no, it's pretty
maybe
cool.
We did.
Basically... It's a zero-cost dilemma, and you play it on somebody and discard a bunch of personnel, and they have to have people in their away team of different species more than the different number of species that you discard, or they're all stopped. And the image is the baseball team, you know, when they're like, hey, Rom scored, woohoo! And the Vulcan is like, why are you celebrating? You have nothing to celebrate about. We totally kicked your ass. And they're like, no, we're really excited. And there's nothing you can do about it. So,
are there two Vulcans in the background of that picture? I didn't notice that. They're kind of hiding in the shadows.
Oh, the
for the actual card.
The original.
Yeah, not the AI.
I'm looking at the AI, so let me switch over. But it's certainly possible. Because Solok is there. And
Yeah, that's funny.
And then his whole team is Vulcans, so... I see... teammates, and oh yeah, there's a couple of opponents standing in the background looking sullen.
So why doesn't Quark know how to spell his own name?
No, if you look closely at it,
yeah,
he has drawn ears on the Q.
But there's no U.
Yeah, I think he's just being funny. Plus, I don't think they were going to... But, you know, it's... He probably
maybe
doesn't...
the U is one of the ears. Oh, but you know what? Yeah. The bottom half of the right ear is a U. I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I thought it was a big Ferengi ear, and then just didn't draw the whole thing on the other side.
Oh!
All right.
I do like that baseball, though.
Yeah, and you know, there's something about that foil. The way it's lit, it really pops out of the card.
Yeah, looks really
nice. You're all going to like it.
So if you'd like to get one of those, you should go right now, because there's only, 25 release kits?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Talk to your tournament director. I have done so. Hey, tournament director, make sure you get one of those.
I was not one of the first to order one, but I did get one in.
So that's going to drop the end of the month. June 30th?
Yeah, something like that.
Lineage. So, well, let's look at the rest of these. What's your favorite so far?
You know that other dilemma is going to be pretty rough.
Conflict of interest.
The first one listed there. Yeah. That archaeology or lots of integrity. That's going to hit a lot of. That's going to hit a lot of things. Yikes.
And it can potentially bounce.
Yeah. There's been some talk of playing with accelerated aging. I don't know how valid a strategy that is. But I suppose you could add this card to the dilemma pile that uses accelerated aging with other things. To cut off the archaeology.
Interesting. Yeah?
I'm not good enough at skill tracking to play infinite diversity and the Dukat smiling at the replicator on DS9 pitch an event.
Oh yeah,
counterinsurgency program. Yeah. it's on the wall next to me. That's why I got the name. I don't track well enough to be able to use those, but adding this one to the pile might make it worthwhile. That could be interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like the cards that are the affiliations that are hardest hit by integrity dilemmas are also some of the most monotonous, racially. You know, Romulan, Ferengi, Borg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cardassian. So unless they're packing some archaeology, that could be, yeah, you're right. That could be a difficult one to overcome. I am particularly interested in Lacor, or more specifically sort of what he implies and what the article implies, that there is going to be more green Klingons.
Yeah.
And we already have 3 green Klingons before him.
We had Lursa and Bator.
And Kel.
Oh, right.
Mr. I'm an infiltrator at Klingon missions. So this already kind of has some fuel to it without having to play 2 headquarters. So I'm interested to see how this plays out. I like the idea of that excluding your Klingon or discarding a Klingon to exclude people. That could be pretty powerful.
The girl that came, she was in The Side of Paradise. Was she a Klingon or a Romulan personnel?
She is Klingon Romulan. Bale?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
So since she's Klingon Romulan, she doesn't work for this because she's not Klingon.
Right. In Tui,
right.
You have to match exactly or you don't count.
But she was a Romulan affiliation card?
Yeah, she's a Romulan affiliation, okay. But she's a Romulan Klingon species. So that is, I mean, that's one of the ongoing discussions, it looks like, on the boards about this is, you know, why isn't it like 1E, where if it matches anything, then that is the same, which is the exact opposite of the 2E ruling. So if you have Alexander, who is a human and a Klingon, then he would match a human and he would match a Klingon and he would match Kalar, which is also a human Klingon. So,
man, this Lacor has integrity of 7. That fits right into that weird Romulan integrity deck.
Right? That'd be cool.
Yeah. I wonder how the rest of them are going to pan out, if they're all going to be Klingon stats on Romulan in Romulan colors.
You're running around doing all of those neutral zone Federation Romulan missions that have crazy integrity requirements or crazy cunning requirements with treachery, and it's like doing the integrity versions instead.
And on top of that, he costs 4, so he fits into the 4 or more guys. Wow, this guy's pretty versatile.
Okay, yeah, those fuel that bird of prey.
He doesn't have. Is that past only or just
so
4 more?
There are 2 fuel. There's. It gets 2 stat bumps. The range is the one that everybody really likes.
Yeah.
It gets a range bump +1 for each 4 cost or higher personnel on board. And then it gets another bump, I think, to weapons and shields for each past.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's tool around on the old ship.
Yeah.
Probably about when he was captured.
It was certainly in the past. I don't know how far, you know, does Rachel Garrett has a past icon?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that would be about the right era.
Sure.
How far past is considered past?
Yeah, how far back do you have to go before you get the icon?
Yeah, exactly. Does the Stargazer have it? We need a 2E Stargazer. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is but a small sample, of course, of what we're going to get. This is only about 10 cards out already, so definitely looking forward to seeing what more is due in the set. And for all of the messages we got for my unfortunate offhand comment a few episodes ago, you remember when we were talking, we spoiled the Decora transport? And
yeah,
you know, apparently there's like 1,000 ships out there that cost 5 that can easily get past outclassed. So yeah, thank you for that. I am obviously wrong. Congratulations.
We appreciate any mail that we get.
Yes,
especially the, you know, we ought to. You know what we could do is
so
we could purposely make things up that are wrong.
Troll.
And that's why there are no Spocks with cunning greater than 5.
Oh man.
All right, very good. I guess we'll wrap up then. You know, if we get a spoiler, our field agents weren't informed that we're recording the show a little early tonight. If we do get a spoiler, we might jump back on and add it to the end. If we don't, I'll be cutting this point so you don't get your hopes up.
All right, well, with that, we will end our intelligence for this week. I'll give a big shout-out to Warp 11 because they're always awesome and we always love their theme song. I was singing it in the car the other day without really realizing that that's what I was singing because we have our own theme music, which is awesome. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw 148 cards to end. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 30. All right, well, we're back again. So since you heard that part and I didn't take it out, you probably realized that we did get a spoiler. This is a mission in the Delta Quadrant, and this follows a pattern of the mission that we've already seen. It requires a specific species.
This is a Delta Quadrant mission, and it is called Discard Byproduct, which should be a hint as to what storyline it follows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a space mission. It's worth 35 points, and it has a span of 4. And can be attempted by any non-Borg affiliation.
So those requirements are engineer, medical, navigation, cunning greater than 34, and, in parentheses, 2 treachery or a Malon. So how many Malons have we got so far? Just one?
Just the one. As far as I know, we have him and his ship.
Right, the 11th gradient.
But the lineage article did promise that each of the missions that we would see in the set that specified a species would come with an accompanying non-unique personnel.
All right, so we'll probably get some crony from a ship.
So we should have at least 4 people who can do this by the time you get it.
And we'll probably have, I would guess, engineer, medical, and or navigation, right?
I would say probably at least one of those, maybe 2.
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like navigation and medical are on EMC, the export controller that we already had from Extreme Measures. So maybe engineer is what they'll probably get on him.
Yeah.
It has some game text in addition to that interesting stuff. It says it's in a region. It's in the void. And it says, when your personnel complete this mission, you may destroy an event on a non-headquarters mission.
Interesting. So, any event on a mission. Oh, so it's when you complete it. So you can't pick off their debate over dinner. Unless it's on another mission.
Right, if it was on their own mission, counting on the fact that you forgot to put consume dilemmas in.
Right.
So points, you can pick that off. If they drop their... Wow, yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen the the Maquis bioweapon.
Yeah, biogenic weapon.
Biogenic weapon, yeah.
That's a good one, though.
You can just run over here. Well, you can't play this mission by surprise after they play that event, though. So this would be the target for that.
Sure, but at least, you know, that's...
That would be somewhere to draw it off.
Yeah, exactly. Drop it here instead of somewhere else. Decoy.
Sure.
And there's, of course, all of the new... Relatively new, I guess.
The Maquis?
Maquis things that we saw. What about finding your way? Is that... That's a non-headquarters mission.
Yeah... Is that the one that says you can't be discarded by your opponent stuff?
Oh, maybe that is.
Yeah. I'd be pretty rough on Expand the Collective.
Whew, yeah. Neat.
Or Distant... Oh, no. Distant Exploration plays on a headquarters mission, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, I was about to say that. And then I was like, oh, wait, no.
All right, well...
Warrior's Birthright?
Sure, yeah. If you're going to use it offensively. It's hard to time. I'm trying to think of something that you'd want to play on your own mission that you'd want to blow up conveniently when you're done. Genesis effect isn't unique, is it? Like it is in 1E? It just costs a lot, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it just costs a lot.
Yeah. Huh. So what could you play on your own mission and then solve this and blow it up because you don't want it anymore? I have no idea. All right. Well, if you can think of something, send us an email.
Yes. In the meantime, it looks like a pretty solid mission for Delta Space. Two Treachery is not a lot of Voyagers, but the Malon...
That fits right into the Equinox, doesn't it? Engineer, Med, Nav, and Two Treachery.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
And Cunning, that's a pretty good mission for them.
That is.
Span 4 is a little high, but...
You're already there.
You're already there, and you don't have... You can report on your ship, so you don't care.
Yep, that's a nice Equinox.
It looks like... Are they venting all the garbage out of their ship? Is that what that picture is? It looks like green stuff coming out of a ship.
Yeah, that was the basis for the episode. This random race has this sort of, I forget what kind of technology it is, but it's basically very, you know, trans-dimensional, splashy, interspatial, I'm here and now I'm here there type of technology that obviously would intrigue Voyager trying to get home. But they come to the void to basically dump their garbage.
Right.
All of their nuclear waste or whatever their Delta Quadrant Malon's equivalent is
the radioactive garbage cow.
Yes, exactly. They come to the void, they vent their plasma, and then they go home.
All right, there are two last bits on here. The collector number is 26V21, and there's a quote:
"Unclaimed territory," and then in quote marks, "by ejecting my cargo here, I cut expenses in half."
All right, well, there you go. Wait a minute, do we have any Void missions already, or is this the first region of the Void?
Oh, man, you know, I don't know the Delta missions well enough.
Because that would really cut off the whole being span of four if it was a region that you could just pop around in.
Oh, yeah, that's what the Voyager needs, is having to use less range. Let's open the deck builder. And search for region, the void.
And the title, discard byproduct. Byproduct is hyphenated and the P is capitalized.
Very important for those speculative card lists.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about my Equinox deck, and when I used it, I typically solved the mission that lets you choose a dilemma and then it's automatically overcome first.
Right.
This would tempt me into going back into, instead of space, planet, space. Because that's pretty good.
It is. There is no The Void region listed on the deck
All right.
builder, so I would assume that this is going to be the first one.
Okay, well. I wonder if that means there's going to be another one in the set, or this is just a tease.
Oh, neat. I did not see this when I went to the site today. The pack art is up
Yeah.
as well. Did I forget to wear my spots today?
Oh, you know what? There's one other really awesome thing I found when I was looking around. If you click on any card in 1E or 2E, not implemented yet for tribbles, but I'm sure that's coming soon. Previously, you could see what deck it's been played in. And that was great,
Yes.
right? So I could look up on this Jean-Luc here from Resistance is Futile, and it's been played recently in, I don't know, these 12 decks here. But now, if you click on the deck, which you could do this in another way and just click on a deck, it'll tell you how that deck did in tournaments.
Interesting. I noticed that when I was looking at one of the decks during the regional section. I was like, what is this new link up here? Well, I don't have time to
Yeah.
look at that. That's pretty cool.
So now, if there's a card that I really like the look of, and I think there's got to be something that you can do with it, I can click on it, see who's used it, and then I can click on those decks and see how those decks placed and see who else thought this one was an interesting card and built something around it and how, you know, how they used it. For example, this Jean-Luc was used by Matthew Hayes on the 14th of January and got first place. I like it.
Wow, that is cool. Online. Date of the tournament, place it, tournament report link. That is
Yes.
cool.
So, brilliant.
Yes, brilliant.
All right. Now we're really done.
Yep, stop.
All right. Have a good week.